Lifeway Shot. Embrace wellness naturally.
Attention Sowesi, the Pan-African Bank has arrived. Ecobank is now open at City Mall. Whether you need personal savings, powerful business solutions, we have you covered. Experience world-class digital banking right here at your doorstep. Visit us today at City Mall Sowesi. Let's grow together. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, a better way to bank.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good afternoon and welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headline: OIV warns against delays in constituency gazetting process. UPND launches intra-party elections ahead of April 15 General Assembly. Emergency jabs after 100 children die of suspected measles in a month in Bangladesh.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugwema Timothy Jilalam. Operation Young Vote has urged stakeholders not to delay the gazetting process of the newly delimited constituencies by raising prolonged queries. The Electoral Commission of Zambia says it is expected in May to gazette 70 constituencies following the delimitation exercise. Organization Executive Director Guest Nurendam says the decision by ECZ will allow stakeholders enough time to adequately prepare for the general elections. However, Mr. Nurenda has cautioned stakeholders against slowing down the process through excessive queries before the gazetting is completed. He adds that while stakeholders are seeking integrity in the process, any concerns raised should be handled in an expedited manner.
Then the ECZ has those powers and the constitution comes into effect to say now we have 226 constituencies and not 150. So to gazette the constituencies and publish the gazette, it will happen this month on April 15th. What will happen in May is basically the aspect of the constituencies becoming in full effect. Time is there because if the gazette is given on 15th, there's too much time for us to prepare. What will actually, unless if the gazette was given in May.
Lunte Member of Parliament Mototwe Kafuaya has challenged government to provide clear answers on key national issues, accusing the administration of diverting public attention towards political debates and electoral matters instead of addressing pressing concerns. Speaking during a press briefing in Lusaka today, Mr. Kafuaya accused the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, of diverting public attention to democracy and electoral matters while critical issues remain unanswered. He said citizens are still demanding clarity on matters surrounding the handling of religious institutions and the conduct of law enforcement agencies.
A is a public officer. B has dual citizenship. C is holding or acting in a constitutional office or other public office. D is a judge or judicial officer. E was removed from public office on grounds of gross misconduct in the immediate preceding 5 years. F has a mental or physical disability that would make the person incapable of performing the executive functions. G is an undischarged bankrupt.
Meanwhile, former Home Affairs Minister Stephen Kampiongo has dismissed as false and misleading social media reports alleging misuse of government funds, stating that the claims lack evidence and are aimed at damaging his reputation.
With the other political parties under the Tonza Alliance, and I wish to commend the Mr. Peter Sinkamba, who had briefly left Tonsalana, and but has since rejoined the Tonsalana. So he, I was with him at this conference, which was held by President Mwalimu Senge and his members. So we are not going to shy away in engaging and attracting fellow members of the opposition in ensuring that we come together.
The United Party for National Development, UPND, has officially started the process of intra-party elections leading to the General Assembly scheduled for April 15, 2026, where the party president and members of the National Management Committee will be elected. Speaking at a press briefing here, Dr. Anderson Kambela Mazoka House this afternoon, UPND Chairman for Elections and Campaigns, Likando Mufalali, flanked by the National Chairman, Collins Maoma, said the party has already issued guidelines and regulations to members to guide the electoral process. Mr. Mufalali disclosed that the nomination fees have been set at 100,000 kwacha for the position of party president, 2,000 kwacha for national management committee positions, 500 kwacha for provincial leadership, and 10 kwacha for lower structures. He explained that elections are being conducted from branch level to provincial assemblies, which will in turn constitute the General Assembly. He emphasized that the process is open to all bona fide members in good standing with the party. He said all aspiring candidates, including those contesting the party presidency, are free to participate, stressing that there are no shortcuts as the party strictly adheres to its constitution.
Intra-party elections can be held or should be held. Also, the regulations that determine how this intra-party election is to be held. Therefore, the media is here informed that process has started, and we want to inform through the media to the public and the entire nation, the members of the UPND and the entire nation, that we have started and started the process of having the intra-party elections. The intra-party elections start from the branches. From the branches elect the wards. The wards elect with the branches elected.
The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACAES, has warned against polarization of the civil service as the country heads into the general election. Organization Executive Director Aaron Johnson has emphasized the importance of civil servants, including teachers, refraining from political involvement. He says this will help ensure that service delivery is not affected, allowing civil servants to focus fully on their work. Dr. Johnson adds that engagement in politics could distract individuals from effectively carrying out their duties.
Afford to divide the public sector. The public sector in a democracy saves anyone who goes for public service, regardless of where they are coming from. So to see teachers parade themselves in that manner is quite very, very disturbing. And what is even more shocking is that we hear some unions support that behavior. We want to hear from the unions. We want to hear their positions. Just like they did over the Senanga a case of teachers being arrested, this matter too is quite very important. It's a national issue. It threatens the unity and effectiveness of the public sector, and teacher unions have no choice.
And now, business news. Business news.
Economist Yusuf Dodia has hailed the decision by the government of China to rehabilitate the Tanzania-Zambia railway Tazara. He says the development is a critical move to strengthening Zambia's economy, enhance trade and reduce the cost of living. Mr. Dodia notes that the railway has struggled for years with operational challenges, slowing the efficient movement of goods between Zambia and Tanzania. He has explained that currently road transport dominates, leading to higher fuel consumption, road damage and increased costs for both businesses and households, and rehabilitation of Tazara provides a cost-effective alternative. He adds that fewer trucks on the roads will reduce fuel demand and help stabilize prices of goods and services, benefiting households nationwide.
Very little development taking place on our railway systems, and Tazara deteriorated each year with